Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, I'm really looking forward to this chat. I have Irish TikTok star and psoriasis sufferer Damien Broderick in with me. So Damien woke up one day at the age of 17, basically with his body covered in red flaky patches, but he has found a unique way of coping with this. A very dapper Damien joins me in studio today. Loving the style.
Thank you very much.
Are you mad into fashion?
Yeah, like you mentioned the TikTok, it's pretty much what I do on TikTok. I don't know why people watch me get dressed.
Are you teaching lads how to put outfits together?
I don't even be like, this is what you do, this is what you shouldn't do. It's literally like, this is Wednesday, let's get dressed. And then I'm like, these are the trousers I'm wearing, this is the shirt I'm wearing, this is a jacket I'm wearing, this is a hat, this is aftershave, and then I'm gone. And that's it. Less than 3 minutes.
How many TikTok followers?
125K.
What?
Yeah, I don't know why they're watching. It's weird.
That is a lot of people watching.
Get dressed.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird.
I mean, do you ever overthink what you're doing, or do you just...
Sometimes, like when I'm watching a football match or something, and you look at the amount of people in a stadium, and then it kind of dawns, like, because I know, like, I've watched sport
really
and play
good
sports.
Reference point.
So I'm like, I understand the capacity of stadiums, and I'm just like, that's when there's like, you can put scale to it. But other than that, like, it's just a number there. But like, I really like the social interaction. Like, I try comment, like, you can filter the notifications through like likes or follows, and I'll just filter the comments and I'll just respond to everybody. And then I get like lots of hate. Like tons
really,
of it. Yeah, and it's always from guys, but like I like trolling a troll. It's my coping mechanism with haters. I'll just be like nice as pie and almost like passive aggressive.
Kill them with kindness.
Kill them with kindness. And then they often don't know how to respond to it.
What are the haters there for? Are this just jealousy, obviously?
Yeah, well, I never like being like, oh, they're just jealous because I'm great or whatever. But like,
well, that's what it is.
Yeah, I suppose. Like, but I mean, it's just, I mean, it is what it is. Everybody, like, the good definitely outweighs the bad. Like, for every one negative comment, they'll probably get like, you know, a couple of hundred really nice ones.
So you don't
ones.
Let the bad into your head?
No, not at all. Like, it doesn't bother. Like, I have very thick skin. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're talking about psoriasis. Like, I walked around with like, basically my entire skin covered in psoriasis. So if I was self-conscious in how I looked in any way, first, I wouldn't be able to put myself out there on the internet, because I mean, I always have the mindset, if you put yourself out there, you have to take a little bit of slack coming back. Not that it's nice and you shouldn't have to, but you do. It's just the world that we live in. But yeah, the good definitely outweighs the bad.
Talk to me about your psoriasis. So you were 17 when it started.
Yeah, so I didn't even know what psoriasis was. I didn't even know it existed. Never even heard of the word before. I went to bed, woke up the next morning, and I had like all the psoriasis. I was like...
Had you done anything differently the day before?
Nothing. Didn't change like washing detergents. Didn't change foods. Like I wasn't doing my leave-in cert. There was no like kind of, you know, added outside, you know, stressors or anything that you would like be your typical kind of triggers. But they all, like the doctors and all say, like your diet doesn't really matter. And, you know, it's like, it's an autoimmune disease. So it's literally something triggers in your immune system. And that's what triggers it.
So you
it
went
off.
To bed and your skin was as it had been your whole life.
Yeah.
And then you woke up, and describe to me what you saw when you woke up.
So like, you couldn't actually see my normal skin. So
it was
from
that bad.
From I'd say my collarbones to my pelvis was just one giant red flaky scale. Like raw red.
Was it sore?
It would be sore, like, because it's extremely itchy. So, if, like, it's like a scale of dry skin on top. So, if it's extremely itchy, and if you scratch that, then it becomes really raw, and then it becomes quite sore. So, you have to try really hard not to scratch it.
So, what was your reaction when you looked down?
I screamed. Like, I was 17. I just screamed for my mom. She burst into the bedroom, and she was just like, "What's going on?" And I was just like, "What on earth is this?" And she was just like, I have no idea. So she just whipped me up, rang the school, Damien won't be in today. Went down to the GP. He just looked at it and goes, "That's psoriasis."
And is that how it happens? It's just it randomly can start in your life at any point?
Yeah, it's genetic. Like the doctors and the panel and stuff that we did with Janssen, the doctors had said, like, he sees women in their 80s or men in their 80s that come in, and they've literally gone 80 years of their entire life with nothing. And then they're like, "I have this patch on my elbow. What is it?" And he's like, "Yeah, it's psoriasis." So it's genetic.
So
it just lies there dormant.
Did it always just stay from your collarbone to your pelvis, or did it spread, or
yeah,
does
so like
it manifest in different ways?
Yeah, like my entire back was covered. I had like kind of speckles. So if you could imagine, like, you know, like when someone is painting with a toothbrush and they run their thumb and you get those like speckles of paint.
Yes.
That's what my arms are like. So very different to what my torso was like. My torso was completely covered, couldn't see any skin. But then my arms were kind of speckly. And then there was little bits in my hairline, but not in the rest of my scalp. And then you can see the little patch on my face there. So as good as my rest of my skin is, that little patch there under my eye just never, ever goes away, no matter what I do. Concealer. That's how I get rid of
it. Nothing wrong with a bit of concealer. I have a whole tub on myself.
We'll break that stigma down. Men can wear concealer.
So what did you do? What was the plan of action?
So the doctor prescribed steroid creams, and that's probably like... I mean, I'm 30 now, so, you know, over a decade ago, there's much better treatments and we know much more about it now. There's no cure for psoriasis. It's just about managing.
Okay.
But yeah, my course of action at the time was, here's steroid creams.
So were you literally lathering your body in steroid
cream?
Yeah,
so the thing with the scale, you have to use a descaler first, because the steroid cream won't actually do anything if you just put it on top of the scale. So
what do you mean a descaler?
So it's like basically like a tar. So I sat there, like, imagine like being 17, you're becoming a young man, and I'm sitting there in my sitting room, like in my boxers, and my mom has like a tanning mitt and she's putting this tar stuff all over my body to like descale it, and then the steroid cream goes on.
How often do you do that?
I was doing that probably 3 times a week. And then I think the prescription, the dose was probably about 3-4 months, I'd say, before I started to see any real results.
And during that time, are you uncomfortable?
Oh, extremely. Like throughout the day, like I was working in retail, so I was wearing like a suit to work, or like when you're in school, you have your uniform on, which is 99.9% polyester, so that's not great.
Were you talking to your mates in school about this? Did you?
No, like not at all. Like never really. Like even when I played sports and stuff, I was showing up to training and showing up to the matches like in my full gear, because I didn't want to strip off in the dressing room. It was like, and I wouldn't be a self-conscious person, so I could only imagine if somebody was really kind of self-conscious about their looks, like how it would affect them. I find myself extremely lucky in that regard, that I'm like, I mean, look how I'm dressed now. You can't walk around like this if you don't want people looking at you.
But how does, I mean, because at 17, you're getting into relationships, you're, you know, how does that work out?
Yeah, like, I mean, you could, like... You're at that age and you're kind of developing into a young man and your relationships are getting a little bit more serious and a little bit more physical. There's definitely that barrier of being like, okay, I have to take my clothes off in front of someone like that, like I really like, and I want them to really like me as well. And then there's this thing, like it's in your mind, it's like, this is going to be make or break. I'm going to take my top off and she's either going to be completely grossed out or she's going to be completely fine. And like, obviously,
I can't believe it's a make or break though.
But like in your head, that is like, that was never the case, luckily.
Yeah.
It wasn't a case of like, hands on skin. Ugh, what is that? Yeah. I never want to see you again.
Okay.
That wasn't the case. But in your head, that's how you like...
You've built it up
to that way. And be like, okay, we're getting to this point. I'm going to take off my top. And she's going to think that I'm like some... Like, she's just going to think that I'm like, I don't wash myself, or this is like a result of...
So would you have to explain it?
Yeah, because you could see it, like it wasn't like isolated to a point that where it was like all over my body. And, like, you could see it in other parts. So like the conversation was kind of there.
Okay.
But I still think it was like, it was never communicated. But I would imagine it was quite a shock when I took off my clothes for the first time and someone actually seen it, like the severity of it, because it was so severe.
How has the treatment changed through the years for you?
For me, like, it hasn't changed. I never even saw a dermatologist. So, like, during the whole Janssen thing, there was, like, if you could go back to the very start, like, what would you do differently? And I said, I would push the GP to send me to a dermatologist. Because I think I probably would have got better care, probably would have worked faster. I probably would have got a more kind of, a better treatment plan to kind of, like, live with it. But not only, like, live with it from a physical standpoint, like, this is what you do with your skin, this is how you treat it, but also just from, you know, a mental capacity. Like, how do I deal with this as a day-to-day thing? How do I live with this? Especially when you're so young.
So what would, speaking of the mental capacity then, I mean, if there are young men or young women listening who are in that position, what would you say to them?
Like, I think the one thing to take from it, like with the Janssen thing, like not to plug it as much as I can, those 4 episodes that you've done are so in-depth. And it's not just like, say, me as a sufferer on it. They have like actual doctors that deal with this day in, day out. They see the really basic little patches on the elbow and they see the really severe, and they know how to put the plans in place. But I think one of the stats that he said, it's about like, it's upwards in the 90% of patients now can have clear skin and live a completely normal life, which is unbelievable. So if you wake up and you're like me and it's a huge shock to the system and your life is essentially completely changed overnight, it doesn't have to be. This doesn't have to dictate your life. It doesn't have to be the be all end all. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm very careful what I put on my skin, but it doesn't actually change my day-to-day dramatically. Do you know what I mean? I shower like any normal person, shave like any normal man, can wear whatever clothes I want, I can go to the beach, the pool, play sports, whatever.
Well, one thing I noticed that is very normal and that I'm a little bit surprised about is, like, you've got a lot of tattoos, I can see them. Are they, like, I can see ones on your neck, are they all down your chest?
Yeah, it goes down to just below the sternum, and then there's a small gap in the middle, and then I've the whole bottom of my stomach done. Most of the arms, just got my kneecap done last week, my face done, the whole neck, the back of it and everything's all done.
Oh wow, yeah, I can see the back now.
Yeah.
So when did that start?
So I started getting tattooed, like, nobody get tattooed as young as I got tattooed. I think I got my first tattoo when I was about 15, so no, anybody listening, don't do that, it's a huge mistake.
And do you still have that one?
Yeah, it's this really bad one here, so that's why I don't do it, it's terrible. Wait till you're older and you can make better decisions. But like, yeah, I started getting tattooed before, as I said, I didn't know what psoriasis was, never heard of the word, so I started getting a few tattoos. But then when psoriasis hit, I couldn't get tattooed, because you can't tattoo over the psoriasis. Like, there's, so essentially, like, your skin turns over probably once a month or once every 2 months or whatever. With psoriasis, it turns over 7 times quicker than that. So that's why the scaly patches are there. So it's by the time the skin gets to the top surface, it's really premature.
Okay.
And that's why it's scaly and raw.
Okay.
And the you just can't tattoo it. It just won't take. I have a tattoo back there that went over a little bit of psoriasis, and there's just a big gap in the middle of the tattoo because the ink just won't take.
So how is it possible that you're covered in tattoos now?
So when my psoriasis like really died down and my skin got to what I call my normal, that's when I was able to get tattooed. And I always kind of joke that I have like a little bit of body dysmorphia because I don't see tattoos anymore. I just see gaps that I can like plug tattoos in, and I have this vision of how covered I want to be, and I don't think I'll be satisfied until I reach that. But then we're on the Janssen panel, the psychologist, we're actually off air and we were chatting. Obviously they're like older gentlemen with no tattoos, and they're doctors, and they're very, and there's me covered in tattoos. And he was just like, well, do you think that this is you reclaiming your skin? You get to dictate how your skin looks, not psoriasis. And I was just like, light bulb moment. I was like, that was, I never ever thought of that. And that's probably exactly what it is, but I just didn't realise it.
Yeah, because I was going to say, are you trying to cover it up? Like, are you trying to hide it? Like, if you got a bad psoriasis day, can it be seen less because of the tattoos?
No, not at all. Really bizarrely, like this one on my neck, when I got like a kind of flare up, the psoriasis almost like went with the outline of the tattoo, which is really bizarre. So I'd love to speak to like dermatologists and like about that, but like, what's the correlation there? Because it didn't just like cover it; it actually like went with the
outline,
with the outlines of the tattoos, which is a little bit bizarre.
But the fact that you've reached a point where your skin is healthy enough that you're able to do something like this is, I think that's that's a really good sign for people who are suffering with psoriasis and think they'd never be able to do something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It just goes to, like, if someone was to look at me on a normal day today, they probably wouldn't even know that I have psoriasis at all, which I think is like a really kind of reassuring thing for people that are suffering now, especially if you're like newly diagnosed or, you know, you're waiting to see your GP. Like, unfortunately, unfortunately, the wait for dermatologists here is really, really long.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's like you could be waiting 8 months to see a dermatologist. So that's why Janssen done the episodes. It was basically kind of like to bridge the gap between, you know, your diagnosis potentially from your GP, by the time you see a dermatologist.
But is your recommendation that you think a psoriasis sufferer should see a dermatologist
absolutely.
As well?
Absolutely. They'll be able, because there's lots of different types of psoriasis, so they'll be able to give you almost a bespoke treatment plan for your type of psoriasis.
So what's your treatment plan at the moment?
I actually don't have one.
Wow. Yeah, you've come that far.
Yeah, so like again, it just goes to show you, like, there's lots of these like old wives' tales, and like on the panel thing, we like debunked most of them. Like, some meds like help, they don't. Like, your diet helps, like eating more meat or more less carbs or whatever. Like, none of that actually affects it, but like placebo effects is a very strong thing. So like when someone asked me, like, I was like, whatever works for you. Like, if going away on holidays and being in the seawater works, go on all the holidays you can.
Yeah.
If eating less meat or more meat or cutting out dairy or whatever works for you as an individual, then do that. Like, whatever remedy you can find as an individual, go with it.
So on TikTok, I know that you do a lot of the fashion stuff, but do you talk about psoriasis at all?
No, actually, like I talk about it a little bit, because like before all the fashion thing, I was doing like kind of a few kind of tattoo videos. I was like kind of taking the mick out of like all your generic basic kind of tattoos, because I have lots of them, so I can kind of like slag them off because I have them, and I was kind of talking a little bit about it then, because obviously you can't get tattooed when you have psoriasis, like. But again, like from my average day to day, like it doesn't even enter my mind. Like the word psoriasis doesn't even enter my vocab from day to day, which I mean is amazing. Like,
well, give us your social media handles because people are going to want to follow you. People are going to want to see you getting dressed now.
it's just my name. It's just Damien Broderick.
That's it.
Yeah, it's pretty much on everything. Yeah. Yeah, if you want to watch me get dressed. I don't know why you'd want to watch me get dressed. People
well,
do.
Apparently a lot of people do. Yeah. Like, what did you say, 115,000?
125,000.
Yeah. My God, Damien, thanks for coming in. People can give you a follow and I'm delighted you've reached a point where the word psoriasis just doesn't even come into your day-to-day life. I think that's incredible.
Yeah, and anybody that's like newly diagnosed or that's suffering now, it's waiting on an appointment for a dermatologist, just know that, you know, this is not how your life has to be for the rest of your life. There is definitely light at the end of that tunnel, and the tunnel is not very long, and you'll get there, so don't worry. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.